This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So, Mr. Sandman, how do you end the day with God? Is there a special prayer that you say or something unique that you do, or do you just lay down and rest in Him and go to sleep? On today's Encouraging Prayer, we're going to pick up where we left off last week, looking at some great advice for going through the day with God. And those episodes, we talked about starting the day with God and spending the day with God. And if you missed them, you're there available. You can go to get the podcast, absolutely, at Encouraging Prayer. Just tell Siri, I want to hear the Encouraging Prayer podcast. But James, go ahead. Let's jump in with Mr. Sandman here.
You know, if you think about it, God is Mr. Sandman. I mean,
he really is.
He's the original Mr. Sandman. I love that music. And, you know, today we're going to start with Psalm 4:8, which says, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. You know, I think of another psalm as well. I think it's Psalm 124 that says, the Lord grants sleep to those He loves. So, again, He really is Mr. Sandman. I can't think of a better verse to focus on in these troubling times in Psalm 4:8. And when Matthew Henry looks at those words, he saw so much in them. And that's where we're going to go today.
Yeah, as I've mentioned before, Matthew Henry is one of my favorites. I mean, a pastor who lived over 300 years ago, but because he stayed so close to the Word of God, he's still on point today. So, James, what were some of the things he saw there?
Well, one of the first things he sees is summed up with this question, where do you get your joy? He looks at verse 6 of Psalm 4 that says, many are asking, who can show us any good? And the answer to that question comes immediately. Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy. So it's like, who can show us any good? You know, many are asking that. And then it's as if, oh, the Lord's face turns, you know. So basically, he just starts with the best things come from God. And let's go there as we think about sleep. Have you ever asked God to speak to you when you were sleeping or to help you dream what He wants you to dream? That's what that makes me think of.
Oh, I like that because, you know, haven't we all had dreams that were anything but good? I mean, we want to give all of ourselves over to Him, and that includes, you know, when we're sleeping.
Yeah, and what a difference that makes for a good night's sleep. Think about David's words again. I will lie down and sleep in peace. We want to welcome God's Spirit to fill us and help us and direct us in God's peace, even when we're sleeping. And I don't know about you, Robbie, but I've found that I'm best able to hear God the very first thing in the morning because my mind isn't so filled with all the things I want to do, and there's less noise, if you will. And for me, that means more creativity and, you know, a better ability to hear Him.
Wow, that brings up a cool thought. I mean, why not ask God what He wants you to do for Him the next day? I mean, to invite Him to give you the ideas He wants you to have. James, you could ask Him about what the next book is He'd like you to write, or yeah. Or I could ask Him about what ideas He has for the radio shows I'm a part of.
I love that. Yeah, what a difference that can make, not just dropping off to sleep, but saying, Lord, before I go there.
Reminds me of the prayer, now I lay me down to sleep, right? I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Yeah, and that finishes, if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. You know, that's kind of the traditional version of that. And I learned that as a young child, one of the prayers my father taught me. And if you think about it, this really is a rehearsal for the ultimate lying down of our lives. You know, when we die and go to be with the Lord, those moments, it's like leaning back into Him and resting in Him. And that's not a morbid thought. It's a realistic thought. And then you add to that that Henry points out that David wrote Psalm 4 when he was troubled by his enemies. As a matter of fact, it starts out, "Answer me when I call, and then give me relief from my distress." So what's happening is David runs to God in the middle of his troubles and finds, there it is, the peace only God can give. So his confidence is in Him, and David recognizes that his life is really in God's hands, and he's not in control of it. And man, we need to do this, don't we?
Yeah, that's another great thing about closing the day focusing on God. I mean, sometimes we worry about what will happen in the night while we're sleeping, will our homes be safe, our loved ones, committing them, ourselves to God. And the last thing we do in intentionally placing our trust in Him certainly makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. That's a great point, Robbie. You know, and another thing Henry finds in the Psalms that David is thankful. He says, "You alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." And that's a way of recognizing God's worth and expressing it to Him. He's thankful to God for God, you know, talking to Him. It's almost like he's, and I'll use your analogy here, crawling up in the Father's lap and resting His head.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite thoughts, actually. I mean, it also makes me think about what you mentioned about John leaning on Jesus and putting your head on the pillow at night as if you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, that really is one of my favorite things. And it helps me rest in Him and trust Him. And it helps me remember that there's no peace like the peace He gives. So it sort of takes, you know, all of that focus and puts it there, and it helps me cast my cares on Him. As if to say, "Lord, I've been carrying all of this stuff in my heart and mind, you know, carrying it around all day like a backpack, and I'm going to lay it down and just be with You." And it's amazing how when we do that, that backpack is so much lighter in the morning, if it's even there at all.
You know, you could also think of that backpack in a different way. I mean, think of all the blessings you have and recognize that they're from God and unpack it before Him and thank Him for each one.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, as we've been thinking about David's words in Psalm 4:8, what a great psalm to memorize and pray. You know, right before you go to bed, "I will lie down and sleep in peace." Just those words. "I will lie down and sleep in peace, for You alone make me dwell in safety." It's like putting everything in order at the end of the day.
And isn't that another thought that Henry had on this? I mean, out of 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. I mean, you think about how much of all our lives we spend sleeping. I know I do. And it's got to make a difference. I mean, if we dedicate it to Him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we really do. I mean, just ask a mattress salesman, you know. How much of our lives do you spend in bed? I'm so glad you point that out, Robbie, because committing to God, even those parts of the day that we think might not matter, and letting Him into those moments, you know, I think that's something He really wants us to do. And I think that's one of the reasons why Psalm 4 is in God's Word. And I think it's all there for a reason. If we let God into those moments, I think we'll sleep more peacefully. I think we'll awaken more refreshed. I think He'll lead us even while we're sleeping and give us beautiful dreams and creative thoughts. And while we're resting in Him, you know, we'll sleep in a way that we never would have otherwise. So, yeah, I mean, we really need to do this.
Yes, we do, or yes, I do.
So we both do.
I'm so glad we looked at this today, James. Let me wrap up with a time that we could really put this into practice starting tonight. So, Jesus, thank You for these amazing words from David, who clearly went before us with much trouble. And Lord, we pray that you would give us a hunger and a thirst tonight, this very night, and then to keep it up, to spend some real time with you before we lay down and truly think through the parts of the night and offer them to you in a brand new experience in you that we haven't had before. And so I'm excited to try it tonight, and I pray that many of our listeners will join us. It's going to be a great Saturday night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.